destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast. You see where it says covering cast over all people? You know what the covering cast over all people is? That's talking about the grave. It's a covering what? It's a covering cast over all people. Now, where I remember that from is Brother Obie taught that here years ago. He mentioned that this covering cast over all people is a reference to being in the grave. It says, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people. And it's a reference to the resurrection and the veil that is spread over all nations. Now look at verse 8. You can remember this one well because it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He will swallow up death in what? Swallow up death. Isaiah chapter 25 and in this verse, notice what it says. He will swallow up death, verse 8, in victory. It's going to be victorious. Do we have victory over death? Yeah, that's what the book of 1 Corinthians 15 talks about, but that's also what the book of Isaiah in 750 B.C. talks about too. He will swallow up death in victory. And when you swallow up death, y'all know what that means, right? No more death. Victory. Greatest victory that you'll ever experience is victory over death. But ultimately, God's plan is that there'll be no more death. Won't that be wonderful? One of the most sorrowful things in this world is when we have someone in our family, somebody we love that passes, someone that dies. Hurts our heart, don't it? But there'll be a day that there'll be no more death. Death will be completely put away. And that's a wonderful thing. So it says he's going to swallow up death in what? Victory. He's going to swallow it up. So that means it's not going to be no more. All God's people say it. That's a good text, ain't it? You could preach that, each one of these you could preach from, and I'm going to lay them before you, and I want you to mark them down, and I want you to look at them. These are glorious texts. These things are mentioned in Revelations, but here it's wrote in Isaiah, 750 years before Christ. They see the same thing. How's that possible? Holy Spirit inspired Isaiah. Holy Spirit inspired John in the book of Revelation. It has really the same author, because the Holy Spirit's the author of the Bible. Different men wrote the scriptures, but holy men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Spirit, told them, put in their heart exactly what to write, down to the very letter, I believe. Down to the very letter. We call that inspiration. Inspiration. The scriptures are God-breathed. All God's people say it. So that's a tremendous text. He will swallow up death in victory. Is that coming? It is coming. But you know what, beloved? If you're here tonight and born again, you already have victory over death. That doesn't mean you're not going to die. It just means that your death won't have no kind of sting in it. It means that when you die, you go off to be with Jesus. Think about that. Isn't that a glorious thing to be thankful for? Death is a horrible thing for us in this old world, isn't it? It's a sad thing. I don't know how many funerals I've done over the years. I don't even want to think about it right now anyhow. But, beloved, we have victory over death. And in our death, there will be no sting. There's nothing in death that can harm Jeff Arthur, because if you're born again, Jesus took the stinger out of death. And now you know what death is? You know what death is for me? It's just a portal to glory, Rick. Let me say it. It's just a portal to glory is all it is. All God's people say it. That's what it means to have victory over. What book are we looking at? We're looking at Isaiah. 750 years ago, he made these statements. You'll find the same statements made in the book of 1 Corinthians 15. What he said here, you can find Paul wrote it in 1 Corinthians 15 too. How many years had went by? A good number of years. But how could they write the same thing? Holy men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Spirit, told them what to write. All God's people see it. All right. So the first end time event that we want you to see is he's going to swallow up death, and there's going to be no more death. So let's look. Oh, gosh. Can't miss the rest of this. Look at verse 8. He will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord shall wipe away tears from off all faces. Y'all like that one? That's beautiful. The Lord shall wipe away. And do we have that in the New Testament? Revelation 21:4. You have that there. The Lord shall wipe away tears from off all faces. You know why there won't be any more tears? There won't be any more death. There won't be no more sadness. There won't be no more sorrow. There won't be no more sickness. All these things that makes people cry will all be gone. We'll all be gone. So he says, wipe away tears from off all faces. Revelation 21 has that in there too. And he will take away from off the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. Verse 9 says, And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. And we will be glad and rejoice in his what? What are we going to do forever? We're going to be glad. And we're going to rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah wrote that in 750 B.C. Book of Revelation talks about the same things here. So end time event number one is he's going to destroy death. That's what he's telling you in this text. There won't be no more death. Won't need no funeral homes or caskets or anything of that nature. All of that, it will be over with forever. There won't be no separation. We'll be together for how long?
Forever.
Forever. All God's people said. I like that. I do. I like that much. End time event. You see end time event number one? Now let's look at end time event number two. Let's turn to Isaiah 33. Now I'm going to go, I have to finish this tonight. So just hang with me. Isaiah chapter 33. This gets me excited. I'll just be honest with you. I love this. I love what I'm doing tonight. I know it ain't going to be fancy, but I know it's going to be uplifting. If you read the verses, it's going to uplift your heart. And my heart needs uplifting. How about yours? All right. Now let's look at end time event number two in Isaiah chapter 33. And let's notice in the verse 17. Notice what it says. Thine eyes shall see the who? He wrote that in 750 B.C. Have I told y'all that yet? Think about it. 750 B.C. he wrote. Thine eyes shall see the king in his what? You're going to see the king in his beauty. We sing that song, We Shall Behold Him, and all these different songs. It's based off these verses. It's based off these texts. It's glorious events that it's mentioned in here in this text. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. Do y'all believe you're going to see the king in his beauty? Well, yeah. Yeah, we'll see him in Beulah Land. We'll see him in heaven. And we'll see him in his what? In his beauty. I think he'll be the prettiest. I think he'll be the most beautiful person you've ever seen in your life. Just because of who he is. Just because of who he is. And I shall see the king in his beauty. We're going to see him one of these days. What's our anthem here at Elizabeth Baptist Church? What a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. See? And here the book of Isaiah is talking about it. We sing about it. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty, and they shall behold the land that is very far off. And one of these that faraway lands talking about glory land. It's talking about heaven. It's a land that is very far off. One of these days heaven's going to come down and going to be set up on a new earth. And we're going to be a part of that. We're going to be a part of all that. But see, Isaiah's telling us about these things years before, way farther than our time back. Think about it. Isn't it a wonderful thing? So, end time event number two is we are going to see the what? We're going to see the king. Now, let me show you a little something else. Let's go to Isaiah 62, because I wanted to, I worked hard on this to try to make it come together, and I hope it does. And I hope you're blessed by it, because I like to talk about heaven. And I like to talk about the Lord, and I like to talk about how it's going to be. I like to talk about how it's going to be, because it's very uplifting. It's very uplifting to his people, I believe. Okay? Isaiah chapter 62 and the verse 4. Notice what it says. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. Thou shalt be called. Now, if you can, I can't read that. Can still you know how to pronounce that? It says Hephzibah. Can you know? Now, here's what I'm after in verse 4. Everybody still in verse 4? What's it say their land is going to be called? I didn't hear you. Beulah land. You know that come out of the book of Isaiah? Beulah land. Thy land shall be called Beulah land. It means a delightful land. Notice what it says. Thy land shall be called Beulah, and the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Beulah land. In the book of what? In the book of Isaiah, 750 B.C. Glorious thing. You know, I love that song, Beulah land. I love to hear people sing it. It chills me to the bone, makes me cry every time I listen to somebody singing. I love that song, Beulah land. That's another name for heaven. It's Beulah land. Delighted land. Okay? Alright. Let's go ahead and go to, I don't want to go to that one. Let's go to Isaiah. Go back and let's go back to Isaiah 33. I want to get this in. Everybody see what we're doing tonight? It's easy. It's simple. Write it down and look at it. Make a list of it and remind yourself every day what God's going to be doing for you. He's going to do some pretty great things for you. We always focus on the negative, and I'm telling you, you need to focus on the positive. These are positive blessings that's coming our way, and I like it. First one was no more death. Y'all believe it? The second then is our eyes are going to see the King, and we're going to go to Beulah land one of these days. That's another glorious thing. Now in Isaiah chapter 33, oh my, look at verse 24. Look what Isaiah saw and look what he wrote down. It says, and the inhabitant shall not say, I'm sick. You know any place like that around here in Bancroft? You know any place on earth like that where the inhabitant will never say that I'm sick? That's a glorious thing. The inhabitant shall not say, I'm sick. Now listen to this. And the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven for their iniquities. Where in this world can you go where you'll never get sick? Only one place, Beulah land, paradise, heaven, third heaven. And that's where we're going. Never sick. Well, I hate it when people get sick, don't you? You hate it when family members get sick. You just wish you could do something. The helplessness of that thing aggravates me to death. Does it you? Just feel helpless. You want to do something. You want to fix it. And you just can't fix things. And you just got to turn things over to the Lord. It's about really all you can do. And the most glorious thing when somebody's sick, if they know Jesus, now it's going to sound horrible to you. If they would die, they're instantly better. All God's people see it. Instantly, boom, they're better. Now, we don't like to even think of that way, and we don't want people to know that we think that way. But, beloved, that's the truth. Boom, better. And we'll never be sick again. No more death. Your eyes will see the King. That land is called what? Beulah land. Event number 3, the inhabitant of that land shall not say that they're sick. And with that, it says, they shall be forgiven for their iniquities. All God's people say it. That's just 3. Y'all excited about this? I am. I mean, really, if this don't fire you up your woods, way too wet. It really is. This is a great thing to do for God's people, I think. All these events in the book of Isaiah. Number 4, Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35. This is also in certain ways in other texts in the Bible, also in Revelations. Isaiah 35 and verse 10. And the ransomed. What's ransom mean? Ransom means redeemed. If when you say, you know, somebody kidnaps somebody, it's a bad illustration, but and they hold them for what? Ransom. Jesus paid our ransom. Jesus paid our ransom. and set us free. All God's people say it. So it says the ransom of the Lord, that's the redeemed of the Lord, shall return and come to Zion, and they're coming with songs and everlasting joy. Everlasting what? How long's everlasting joy? I can't even fathom this in my mind. I just have to sit down and think about it. I'm like, wow, this is unreal what this is going to be like. But we're going to have what kind of joy? Everlasting joy. Now, my joy meter goes this. And sometimes my joy meter comes back up. But my joy meter don't say the same. But there'll be a day that I'm going to have what kind of joy again? Everlasting joy. It won't do this no more. You won't even need a meter. I don't know if you have a meter, but it's going to stay high all your days. And that's going to be forever. Ransom, the redeemed, the Lord shall return to come to Zion, and they're going to come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing. What's going to happen to sorrow and sighing? It flees away. You're not going to have it no more. Can you imagine living in a place where there's no sorrow and there's no sighing? You know what sighing is? It's just going, oh, you're just so discouraged. I've seen some people be all desperately sick and they will sigh, you know. Sorrow and sighing will flee away. Oh, God's people say it. It's a great deal, ain't it? So that's Isaiah 35 and verse 10. Everlasting, everlasting joy and no sorrow and no sighing. And all that will flee away. Won't have it anymore. Y'all believe it? Y'all think it's wonderful? We forget what we got. We forget what we got. That's why I did this. I know it wasn't going to be fancy, but I know we needed it. I think we all need it. Every now and then you got to be reminded who you are and what you got. That's what I'm doing. Except I'm not using Revelations. I'm using Isaiah. I'm using a man of 750 B.C. Think about it. End time event number 5. Let's go to Isaiah 65. Now, I possibly could have missed one. Yeah, I'm sure I missed one, but this is what I wanted to do. Isaiah 65. Are you ready? Say amen. Amen. For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. That's in Isaiah. That's in Revelations, but that's also in what? Right in Isaiah. For behold, I create a new heavens and a... I'm going to get all tore up if I ain't careful. For I create a new heavens and a new earth. Who's going to create it? The Lord's going to create it. It's going to be a new one. It ain't going to be like this. It's going to be a new one. And the former, everybody say the former, shall not be remembered nor come to mind. It won't be remembered nor will it come to mind. You're not even going to worry about it or think about it or things of that nature. Bad things that happened in your life, you'll have no recollection of those kinds of things, I don't think. It says it won't come to mind. Things that made you sad, that'll all be gone. It won't come to what? Won't come to mind. That's just what the book says. Man, that's a glorious thing. Some of the memories in my mind, I'd like to have them going, wouldn't you? Some of the memories in my mind, I just like to have them completely gone. One of these days, that's exactly what's going to happen. They're not going to even come to your mind then. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come into your mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. Now listen, and the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Oh, God's people said. There ain't no place on this earth that you can go and find that. Can you imagine? The voice of weeping won't be heard, nor the voice of crying. I'm not going to go to this text, but in the book of Galatians, it talks about heavenly Jerusalem. And that's what this is speaking of. Heavenly Jerusalem. No weeping. Can you go anywhere where there's no weeping? Not in this old world. But there'll be a day when Jesus comes and He establishes His kingdom. And He's going to establish upon a new earth. There'll be a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. And all these things will be gone. And it'll be just like the prophet Isaiah described in this text. And it's coming. And it's ours. And who purchased it was the Master. All God's people see it. All right. End time event number 6. I think I put all of them together, but I'm going to go ahead and mention it again. Isaiah 65:18-19 says, "But be glad and rejoice forever." Be glad and rejoice how long? Yeah, rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing. That's New Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy my people in the voice of... Just to find that happen on this earth, wouldn't you? The wolf and the lamb shall do what? They're going to feed together. And the lion shall eat straw like a bullock. Again, stressing the fact there won't be no more. All will be peace. No death. No destruction. Nothing along that. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. And the lion shall eat straw like a bullock. And the dust shall be the serpent's meat. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. So that's just a beautiful picture of what? Again, peace. That's what it's going to be. No death, no destruction, no killing, no crime. Think about it. No sickness. All of these things. And this is the kingdom that we're a part of now. That's my kingdom. And we're going to be a part of it one of these days. And all of these great blessings is going to be bestowed upon us. All right, number 8. Isaiah 66. Now, I could have went in more detail, but I just wanted to lay it out for you just to make you happy, really. Because these are the glorious texts. It lifts you up. This is what's ours. It's coming. This is what being born again, why it's so great. And He mentions it in Isaiah, and you can find it in the book of Revelations too. Isaiah 66. And let's look at verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. Let me read again. For as the new heavens and the new earth, as the new heavens and new earth be made yet? No, we're not there yet, but we're going to be. There's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. Says that where else at? Revelation. Says it in 2 Peter 2, I believe. It came to pass that from... let me go ahead and get back where I was at. And it will come to pass, verse 23, that from one new moon to the other, and from one Sabbath to the other, all flesh will come to worship before me, saith the Lord. All God's people say it. Look at verse 24 now. I want to close with this. Whew. And they shall go forth. Now, I think this verse will cover after the destruction. I don't know if you've ever noticed Isaiah 66:24, but I want to close with this. Y'all ready for it? If you're ready for it, say amen. Amen. Verse 24, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses. They shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. Now, this is talking about lost men. Everybody with me? Talking about lost men. Now, I want you to listen to this. They shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be at abhorring unto all flesh. Book of Mark 9 talks about the exact same thing. This is what hell is. This is what hell is. One of these days, the lost folk, those that have never trusted the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, as their Savior, one day after they die, there will be a resurrection called the resurrection of the damned. How many's heard of that before? The resurrection of the damned. And they'll get a body. It'll be a body that's fitted for eternity. Just like I'm going to get a new body one of these days, and you're going to get a new body, you're born again. But the body of the lost is going to be a body that is fitted for judgment, really. And they'll get a body that doesn't consume. It's hard for me to imagine that in my mind, what that would be like. But it says, they shall go forth and look upon the carcass of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worms shall not die. I'm talking about the skin worms of your body. It means they don't decay. And it means they don't burn up. That's what it means. You have it in the Gospels too. Jesus preached it. The Master preached it. For the worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and thou shalt be an abhorring unto all flesh. Well, that's a frightening way to end the text tonight, but it was my last one. It's too late to worry about that place after you're gone. I preach about it because I don't want people to go there. I preach about it because I want to share the gospel with people, and I like to see. When we say you need to be saved, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. We want you to be saved from hell. We want you to go to heaven. We want you to go off to be with the Lord when you die. Problem is, today everybody's saved, right? Everybody's saved. No, they're not. Only those that's trusted the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to trust the gospel. You got to trust the gospel. Well, now, they believed in God. That's wonderful. But did they trust Jesus as their Savior? Did they ask Jesus to save them? Has their sins been paid for by Him? That's the most important thing. Well, beloved, that's some end time events that we looked at out of the book of what? We preached, we didn't preach much, we just mainly read, but it's the book of Isaiah. Isn't that a glorious book? I hope that blessed your heart tonight. If you're here tonight and born again, I hope it lifted you up, buddy. We got a wonderful future ahead of us.